This week, the Salt Lake City Council approved $200,000 to help fund the Twilight concert series for 2017. Twilight has gone over budget for several years now, and city council members are once again reevaluating the future of the series. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
At the meeting Tuesday, several city council members were frustrated at being asked for more money to fund Twilight concerts for another year. Councilman Charlie Luke was one of them.
Because I'm tired of dealing with this and having the uncertainty year after year.
The concerts bring thousands of people to Pioneer Park Thursday nights through the summer. Kelsey Ellis is with the Salt Lake City Arts Council, which organizes the concerts. She reminded members of the city council about its economic impact. Twilight draws people to spend money downtown in the short term, but it has long-term benefits as well.
Here, and that's where we get the national attention from, you know, Realtor.com and other places that say millennials are moving to Salt Lake because of things like Twilight. And I think that's really the value.
But there was also some discussion about whether the Twilight series has become stale. Councilman Derek Kitchens suggested the Salt Lake City Arts Council put on the concert series as planned for 2017, then reevaluate it for the future.
I feel like Twilight in some ways has gotten too big for its britches in the 30 years that it's been around, and it's lost its identity somehow. And also, we don't really know what we're trying to get out of it.
The city council had the same conversation nearly a year ago when the Arts Council asked for $150,000 to fund Twilight concerts in 2016. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.